This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, Robert,
I hate it when he tells the truth.
Talk to us.
Yes, okay.
You're about to tell us words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom about the arena.
Yeah, look, let me go back to Margaret Court, and I really mean this seriously.
Don't tell me she was a great tennis player.
No, I'm not. Not faintly interested. No, sometimes you've got to talk truth to friends, and I hope that the LGBTIQ community would consider me a friend in the straight world, but I think the way that she has been reviled and called out continuously is exactly what the gay community were concerned about in the debate around the referendum. And here we've got the community behaving in the way that they were afraid of. And that really worries me. She's a silly old duffer who said something that was unconscionable. Call it out. Move on.
Except that she has continued and continued.
But that's because there's been a reaction to it. The best way to shut something down is to shut it down. And in fact, what has continued is a conversation that's allowed even sillier statements to come out that are highly objectionable and just dumb. But I still think that the reaction has been overdone. All it's done is, I think it's an awful debate. When I see that sort of stuff, I like to call it out, say it's nonsense, but I don't revile the person, and I think there's been a bit of that, and I just think that's unfortunate in the debate. And I don't think it's been a particularly edifying debate from either side. No one would justify in any way what she said, but for goodness sake, let it stand for itself and people shake their heads and move on. I just think a wonderful opportunity has been passed by. And I know how upset people are. That's when you've actually got to show, the best thing you can show in those circumstances when someone says something that's outrageous and hurtful, the best thing you can do is show dignity and respect.
I agree, and I don't revile her.
You've had a mug made, ridicule.
It's her face.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Macca. Come on.
And it's her quote.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
you've had a mug made to ridicule her.
Yeah.
We've had a response from our listeners. Melina Smith, who's one of our regulars and we adore her, says, "Time to stop picking on her peeps." But Grant, on the other hand, says Margaret Court's hateful views are that of a medieval witch deserving a medieval immolation fueled by wooden tennis rackets.
No, don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I think...
Grant, you've gone a bit too far.
I think... I respect what you've said, Robert, and I have some agreement with that.
Yeah.
However, the reality is that the views that she are espousing need to be called out.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But I'm not attacking her personally.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Of course you are, mate. When you make a mug with her face
on
it...
Believe me, if I was attacking her, she would know it. That is nothing.
It is an image and a gesture which is derisory of her. And that is a personal attack. There's a difference between calling out someone's outrageous and to be honest, offensive views and personal derision. There is a difference between the two. And you've given me a mug and I will take it. But I just think that, only because that's the only thing you ever give me. I'm only on here for the freebies because, you know, it's just one gravy train here at Joy.
You'll have to put that in the register.
I probably will. It's probably worth more than $150, isn't it?
It will be now that you've touched it.
So, look, that's just my view. And I have the greatest respect for the hurt that is caused by these offensive statements in the LGBTIQ community. I do. And I will stand up against those. But I do not like it when the argument turns personal and derisory, even for purposes of calling it out. I just don't think that does debate any good. And by the way, then you invite that back in your turn. Because if you dish it out, you've got to be prepared to take it back.
And that's exactly what Ms. Court has done.
Yeah, but
that's exactly what she has done.
She made an offensive statement that was demonstrably out of step with any planet where the sky is blue or grey today. And that's obvious. But you don't turn it to the personal. And you don't try to make her some sort of straw woman that you can just immolate in wooden tennis rackets. I think that's a very extreme view, by the way. It is. But I think the best thing you can do is call it out, demonstrate why it's offensive, state what hurt those sorts of comments make, and then let it rest. Do not give someone like that another platform for these hateful views.
So, Macca, if one of our listeners wants to win one of your precious mugs, what do they need to do?
I would like them to email us or SMS us with a suggested name for the arena.
There you go. So if you wish to win one of Macca's mugs...
And we won't...
Tennis is full of lesbians, quote by Margaret Court...
Yes.
Let us know what you believe. The arena should be renamed.
And Robert won't be a judge. Yes. But
I'm leaning towards Robert Doyle arena, but that's just me. You know?
Yeah, I reckon that'd be all
so
right.
So one of our listeners says Robert Court made it personal when she started attacking Casey Delacroix's family in the media.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
So what do you do? Let it go?
No, but you don't turn personal. If you revile someone making a personal attack, then your response should not be a personal attack. You stand above that and you demonstrate why a personal attack is so offensive. And you can't do that if you're down in the gutter.
I have to disagree that you think that's a personal attack.
Well, of course it is.
I think it's a bit of satire.
Yeah, but it's personally derisory.
Well, I sent her one.
Yeah. Good on you.
I sent her one.
Macca, you've just made a fundamental argument to support me. So thank you.
Any more messages, Taz?
It hasn't stopped, actually. Seamus Hall from Eagle Hawk says, I don't revile Court either. She's a bigot. Victoria's leading the way to support LGBTI equality. Court does not deserve to have a name emblazoned on any state asset. Remove her name. Respect the game. Stop the shame. Seamus.
Oh, that was elegantly written, wasn't
beautifully.
It?
Beautifully.
Yeah.
Tina Arena is...
Tina Arena has come up a lot.
If any of you say Kylie Minogue Arena, I'm going to strike you with a house brick.
Of course, we've had Yvonne Goolagong Arena. She has the right to speak her views, but not to present lies as truth. E.g., 92% of gays have been abused, and in going public, she opens herself up to public response, which is just as valid.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, but not personal. You know, even when someone makes a personal attack on you, and I've had plenty in my time, I've always tried to stand aside from that and rationally answer about why such a view is hurtful or offensive. And I've got no problem with being as hard as you like down that track, but not the personal one.
And how do you separate the personal from the professional in a public environment?
Look, you are
a public figure.
Yeah, you are. But there is a world of difference between talking about what Robert Doyle has said or done and Robert Doyle the bloke.
Yes.
There is a world of difference.
How do you separate that in public life?
No, I try to.
As a public figure,
yeah,
as a community leader,
yep,
how can we separate what you do in your private life?
Oh, no, that's a different thing. No, I don't think you can. I mean, if you're a public figure, you're a public figure, and that's all there is to it. And if you use that public profile to say something, then you deserve that same profile answering you back. I've got no problem with that. But what I don't like is when the argument turns to the personal. You know, I don't think you need to do it. Anyway, I'm going in circles now, and that's my view. And it won't be popular with
some people. Look, it's a great debate, and it's a great debate to have. And, you know, what we need to do is to encourage our listeners to come back with alternatives, and we will run those. And you do actually get to enter the competition.
I've bought the mugs. I've got to get rid of them.
Macca,
I've seen the mugs. It hasn't cost you that much. You know, let's face it. We're not talking about bone porcelain china, are we?
They're at least $10 each.
Yeah.
But if you could...
I wouldn't go that far.
But, Macca, have you done anything about sort of the copyright issue? Because, the statement, tennis is full of lesbians, is not yours.
It's in the public arena.
Have you managed Doesn't to get matter. Permission to use it?
I know a good intellectual property lawyer. My wife. You might need her help.
I'm a lawyer too.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Macca, you have been warned by one of our listeners, though. Bullying does not enlighten people.
Yeah.
Thank you, 317.
Bullying.
Yeah.
I'm not bullying. I agree with the statement, but I'm not bullying.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
Yep.
Let's move on. What else do you want to talk about?
What's hot in Melbourne?
Elizabeth Street. I want to talk about Elizabeth Street because you're actually
closing a part of it.
Yeah, it's been a dog's breakfast for years.
It has
there, and in terms of anyone that's ever tried to drive down it, it's a disaster. Or turn into it, and for pedestrians, unless you're going, is the cinemas still down there? You know,
I don't know
the rub and tug cinemas.
Let me tell you what absolutely made up my mind to close Elizabeth Street, which we're doing between Flinders Lane and Flinders Street as you go towards the station, not the other way. I looked at the figures in the morning peak in 1 hour, 9,300 pedestrians, 73 cars in 1 hour in the morning peak. Now, that's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Who's using that intersection?
How many bikes?
Sorry, I have to interrupt.
How many push bikes?
I have to interrupt.
Go ahead.
We've just had a recommendation from one of our listeners. The Dolly Doyle Arena.
It has a ring to it.
687, I think that you've won the prize, even though it's not the end of the show.
Yeah, I think
that deserves the prize. The Dolly Doyle Arena.
Okay, 687, you need to send us your membership number, etc., and
the prize is
even
yours.
If I have to get out of my reserve stock of mugs, of my bullying mugs, then you can have one, 687. I like that. Dolly Doyle Arena.
I think that wins the cake.
Now, when we come back, we will quickly again speak about Elizabeth Street. I just want to know, how many cyclists, though, Robert?
Not many, because it's a dead end there. So, you know, further down Elizabeth Street, you get plenty.
Yep.
I wouldn't be using Elizabeth Street to cycle. You've got Swanson Street right next door, which is closed to private vehicles. So go up one block and be safe.
I just briefly want to finish off on Elizabeth Street because
it
doesn't carry many, the bottom end of Elizabeth Street, between Flinders Lane and Flinders Street, doesn't carry much traffic, a lot of pedestrian traffic. Yeah. So it's now going,
and it's an ugly duckling too, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
And it needs, look, one of the great things that we were given by our forebears was when Robert Hoddle laid out that beautiful grid.
Yeah.
And he ignored the politicians, which is a good thing to do, who told him to build it 66 feet wide. He ignored that, and our streets are 99 feet wide. And that's meant today we can actually bring the footpaths out further. Because we are a walking city and a pedestrian city, and you know, on a quiet day it's 850,000 people, on a busy day it's 1 million people. You know, no great city in the world is trying to bring more cars into the centre, so it gives us a chance to take out those footpaths, plant some trees along there, do it in bluestone, and really turn that ugly duckling into a bit of a swan. And I will, and you're hearing it first here on Joy, I will look further down Elizabeth Street to see if there are possibilities of pedestrianising other parts of Elizabeth Street. If you think of the success of Swanson Street, which has just gone into the World Global Cities Streets Index, which is a title that rolls straight off the tongue, as one of the great examples of turning a street back into something for people rather than for motor cars. So I will look at that. Any chance I can get to turn asphalt into green or put trees in or bring footpaths out, you know, guided by the, and I want you to have him on your show one day, the great Professor Rob Adams,
who's he's fabulous.
My director of urban design.
Yeah, no.
One of the great urbanists of the world.
He gives a great lecture.
Who for 30 years incrementally has been changing the city into the one that we love now.
Hmm.
And well, I can take all the credit for it.
Well, you know where you can do, right at the top there of Bourke Street.
Yeah.
So
It's very good on an oral medium to be pointing down Bourke Street out your window. Okay. That's very helpful for your listeners, Macca. Shows what a grasp you've got of the medium.
I'm going to take your mug off you.
Will you?
In front of the theatres there.
Yeah.
Why not close that off? Because people that need to go down Lonsdale Street can continue up Spring Street, Nicholson Street, and still turn left.
Yep.
So that little part there, turn it off, that first block at least.
I'm really thinking about that side of the city. I don't like the buses going down Lonsdale Street, but they're a necessary public transport connection. But I'm thinking about, is there a better way to put them? Talking to Vic Rhodes about that.
Vic Rhodes?
You should have them on. But look, one of the great things about my job is you get to think about the city every single day. And great though it is, where can it be improved?
Yeah.
And every time you do it, you think people first, because cities are for people. They're not for buildings or for motor cars.
What's your wish list in this, if you were to contribute towards the grand planning of Melbourne and the great city?
Oh, I think a city's a beautiful one, and I agree with Robert in terms of Swanston Street Walk. Has been great in terms of the pedestrianisation of that. It makes it much safer to walk down, with the exception of a recent tragedy, the same with Bourke Street Mall as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Having that freedom and for people to feel safe and not have to constantly worry and look behind them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the weather. But we also need the buses and we also need the trams. They also make our city what it is as well.
And we've got to learn to share that road space. I mean, we've got to actually work out, pedestrians, cyclists, motor vehicles, public transport.
Yeah.
How do we share it so that it's safe for all? And one of the things that most affected me when I was first mayor was the death of Carolyn Rawlins and her husband does not mind me using her name. She was killed in Swanston Street on a bike.
Yeah.
And I think it changed the way we thought. And people suddenly thought, look, it might be a little more congested, a little more inconvenient, but we've got to keep people safe.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a difference, by the way, between us and Sydney, where bike paths are, pretty contentious. Whereas here, people accept that they need to be there.
Yeah.
But I would just say to cyclists, there are some roads that you shouldn't be using.
Yeah.
And that's, King Street, very dangerous to be cycling there.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.